Program for Monday, Thales. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for Today. How nice to have you with us this Monday morning. Yes, greetings in the name of the Lord as we point you to His Word. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, the Apostle Paul wrote, speaking in this way, he says, "Know this, that in the last days perilous times shall come." What does the word perilous mean? It means dangerous times would come. And we only have to read into this chapter to see he means dangerous in reference to morals and right and wrong and the danger that the church would face in this respect. We're reminded of Isaiah 5, verse 20, even in our day. He says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." Yes, we're living in perilous times as far as right and wrong is concerned, and men's vague concepts of right and wrong. We're living in a time when men speak about gay rights, homosexual rights. You know, for a person to speak of their rights, they must be in the right and not in the wrong. For anybody to talk about their rights, they must be in the right. Well, if anyone is in the wrong, homosexuals are in the wrong, this perverted state, because this is not the way God made us. It's speaking as if, as they speak of their gay rights, as if this were a minority group being oppressed or what have you from a racial viewpoint. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about people who are in the wrong. You only have to read Genesis chapter 19, and you can find that these people are not spoken of as gay people or homosexual people. But here we have the beginning of the word sodomite as distinguishing these people. In Genesis 19, we have God sending two angels to this city on the plains there from Palestine, on the plains in connection with the Dead Sea and the Jordan. And these cities were so wicked, God sent the angels down there in the form of men to observe the thing. And while they were there, they were guests in the house of this man Lot, who was a nephew to Abraham. And during that night, while they were there, the men of the city surrounded the house of Lot, and they demanded that these men come out, these angels. They thought they were men. And it says that they might know them. Read about this in Genesis chapter 19. And you can see they don't mean to get acquainted. They have reference to sexual perversion. And they have reference to the things of such an awful nature that they had in mind in reference to these strangers who were visiting their city. Well, to make a long story short, the men of the city were stricken with blindness as the angels left. And the angels told Lot and his family to get out of such a wicked place because God would destroy Sodom and the cities of the plain. And God did this as he rained fire and brimstone down from heaven. So this is the origin of this name Sodomite, Sodom and Gomorrah, in reference to homosexual perversion. Later on we read in Deuteronomy 23, verse 7, in reference to the children of Israel as they were going to the Promised Land, God said, "There shall be no whore of the daughters of Israel, nor a sodomite of the sons of Israel." Deuteronomy 23, verse 17. There were to be no sodomites among God's people, this perverted thing. In the time of King Rehoboam of Judah, we read in 1 Kings 14:23, "And there were also sodomites in the land, and they did according to all the abominations of the nations which the Lord cast out before the children of Israel." When the children of Israel came into the promised land of Canaan, God not only gave the land to them, but God used them as his instrument of judgment upon the Canaanites. The Canaanites were at the same time sodomites, as they had this even as a religious cult in their time. We find in 1 Kings 15, verse 12, reference to made to this, where the king Asa took away the sodomites out of the land and removed all the idols that his father had made. Yes, we're going to talk more about this awful subject, but we need to because we live in a time when men call evil good and good evil, and we need to just see what the Bible has to say on this subject. Thank you for listening today.